CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, would you like another piece of pie, dear? Aunt Effie, you?
No, indeed, thank you. I am watching my waistline. But if there's any more coffee, I'll have some. I'll take it in the living room, I think, to look at the paper.
Well, there should be more coffee. I made 6 cups, and I never have any more than one at dinner time. No, thank you, dear. I don't want any more pie.
Yes, I think there's more coffee. Yes, there is, dear. Just a second. Oh, here you are. Oh, honestly, dishes again.
No. Yes. You should have grown up in a large family the way I did. 8 children.
Oh.
Seemed to me you were always doing dishes. 10 of us, really, with mother and father. And you should have seen the sack of potatoes we had to peel every night for dinner.
Oh, large families are nice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wish we had 8 children, dear.
Oh, now, please, will you?
Oh, it's nice to have a big family, especially around Christmas time.
Oh, I know. Christmas, that's what I want to talk to you about, honey.
I have no idea, absolutely no idea, of what you would like for Christmas.
All right. Now, look, we agreed we are not spending much on Christmas this year. What with the trip to Europe and everything?
I'm going
to
get you something.
All right. I need some new razor blades.
Razor blades. Now, look, even if I don't buy you something extra special, even if it's not expensive, I'd like to give you something you'd like. You never give me any suggestions at all.
I just gave you one, razor blade. I also need some pipe cleaners.
Oh, can't you see his face on Christmas morning if you just gave him a 10-cent package of pipe cleaners?
Yes.
No, I'm not sure that we agreed not to spend much this year.
Oh, no, dear, but I want to give you something nice.
Sure, she does.
Well, I don't have any suggestions from either of you.
Oh, don't you, Aunt Effie?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get the dishes done, Aunt Effie, and then let's all sit down and make a list of what we'd like so the others have something to go by.
Did you hear that, dear?
Yeah.
All right. You start making your list, and then we'll be in as soon as we have the dishes done.
This is Galen Drake. You know, it's kind of silly to be walking around all day when you've got muscular pain. Why don't you just rub it away the modern, greaseless way with New Minute Rub? New Minute Rub will get at that deep down pain and fast. It won't burn your skin, and it's not greasy like, some of those old-fashioned, strong-smelling remedies. Minute Rub smells good, feels cool, and yet it relieves bone-deep muscular soreness. Now, it's greaseless, you know. It won't stain, won't mess up clothing or bed linens either. And by the way, Minute Rub is great for cold misery, too. Try it once, and you'll never be without it. Minute Rub.
What are you doing?
Reading the paper.
Have you made out your Christmas list?
Oh, come on now, honey, will you?
Do you realize that it's only a few days before Christmas? And we got back from Europe so late in November, and you dragged me off for a week of duck hunting, and I am just frantic, I really am. Now, there's so much to do before Christmas, and with the folks coming for that weekend, and then the party we're giving right after Christmas, I mean,
if he doesn't want to make all the list, just give him some razor blades and pipe cleaners, I would.
Truth of the matter is, that's what I'd like.
All right, dear, I will give you some razor blades and pipe cleaners. You know, those are just stocking presents. I'd like some idea of what you'd like for your big present.
No kidding, honey. Really, I haven't any idea. I really haven't.
Now, where's the pencil? If I can find a pencil somewhere, I'll make out my list.
Well, look in the middle drawer in the desk. I think there's one in there. Take one out for each of us, and there's some notepads there, too, I think.
Besides, I don't like to make out a list. I like to be spry. I don't want to know what I'm getting.
Well, if you make your list long enough, dear, you will be surprised. You won't know which one I decided to give you.
I don't know. I'll take the fun out of Christmas to make lists. Mother always wanted everybody to make lists, too.
Well, it does give you something to go on, and we haven't much time left for shopping anyhow.
Well, I know one thing I'd like.
What?
A really good clothes brush.
Write it down.
Nice.
And stop. Always use stockings.
Mm.
Well, now, don't just put down useful things, Aunt Effie.
put down some silly, frivolous things you'd like to have, even though you don't need them.
Another trip to Europe.
I think it's nice to get something you've always wanted, but you don't need. You know, something you wouldn't buy yourself, so it seems like you're getting something for nothing. You know?
For nothing? It costs somebody something.
Oh, you know what I mean.
You sure do. If you opened a big box and there was a meat coat, you'd think, oh, look what Santa Claus gave me.
You're right. I know you paid for it, dear, but it would seem like Santa Claus.
Well, honey, if you ever get a mink coat, you can be sure that Santa Claus paid for it.
Oh, I know something else I'd like.
Oh, what?
Some really nice soap.
Nice soap. Nice soap. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Nice soap.
Write that down, then. Something I'm going to put on my list is a fluorescent light put in each one of those corner bookcases.
Oh, for Pete's sake, don't ask for things like that for Christmas.
I've asked for them for a year. Maybe if I ask for them for Christmas, I'll get them.
No, let's not put down things for the house like that. Let's give personal things.
Well, I don't mind getting things for the house. I know something else I'd like. I would like a really nice wastebasket for the living room.
Oh.
But you didn't like Christmas presents to be practical.
Well, a really nice wastebasket is a luxury. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about these really beautiful ones. Really beautiful wastebaskets, you see, but never buy, because buying a really nice wastebasket seems like money thrown away for some reason.
Thrown in the wastebasket.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I guess it does.
I mean, look at our nice living room, and there's that wastebasket I picked up for $2, and I try to keep it hidden all the time.
Okay, honey, wastebasket, put it on your list.
Oh, my, there's a lot of lovely things in all these Christmas catalogs.
I know, isn't it funny? You can't think of anything you want, and then you pick up a catalog, and you want everything.
I don't know, though. Christmas seems to have changed. Instead of making lists and deciding on how much money you're going to spend on so-and-so, and is somebody going to give you a present, so you have to plan on giving them one, and how much do you think they're going to spend on you so you don't spend more? I mean, it's also somehow the fun's gone out of it.
Oh, no, it hasn't at all.
Instead of figuring out what you need or some luxury you don't need, we should be thinking of what we can give that means something.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we go through this every Christmas. He's about to launch into a dissertation on making something with our own hands.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you, dear? Isn't that the lecture that's coming up?
No. No, I wasn't. I was about to say that what we should give each other is something that has some meaning. Now, for example, you remember you told me that when you were little, you wished you had a beautiful doll's house the way one of your friends had?
Oh, yes, Jenny Baxter. She lived on the hill in a big house.
Yeah. And you loved her doll's house.
Oh,
you cried yourself to sleep how many times wishing that you had one, but you never got a doll's house like hers.
Well, don't buy me one now, dear. I can play with Betsy.
All right. No, but do you see what I mean?
Yes, my.
I know something I wanted when I was little and never got. A bicycle of my very own.
Then, I see we should get Aunt Effie a bicycle of her very own for Christmas. This I want to say.
Yeah. Honey, I see exactly what you mean, but I also see that you're not being very helpful, and men are so hard to shop for. I mean, you have plenty of cufflinks, you have billfolds and pipes and socks and sweaters and tie pins. If I could just get some inkling of... Now, you're not even listening. What are you looking at?
Turn out the lights.
What?
Huh? No, never mind. I'll do it.
What's the idea?
Now, look at that view. There's the moonlight on the lake, the lights of the city beyond it. What does it make you think of?
The Bay of Naples.
Oh, I'll get you in this nice dad. It'll give you such a lovely view.
Oh, it's a beautiful night out. Yes, look at the stars. Mm-hmm. The Big Dipper. There's Orion, Castor and Pollux, Andromeda Nebula.
What's coming down you now?
Well, speaking of things you wanted when you were little, I always wanted to be an astronomer. You remember? Do you remember that, Aunt Effie?
No.
Mm-hmm.
An astronomer? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's right. I'd forgotten.
You remember?
You weren't so little. You were about 15.
15? Look, even when I started college, I still had it in mind.
I didn't know that. Damn astronomer. What happened? I mean, why?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I met some pretty girls and got more interested in sitting under the stars and looking up at them.
Oh, you did. Honestly, the things you find out about somebody you've been married to for years. I never knew you were interested in astronomy at all.
Oh, sure. I used to know a lot about it. In fact, somewhere in the attic to this day, with all my old books and stuff, I got a bunch of charts I drew of the constellations and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I ought to dig them out, brush up a bit, and tell Betsy about them. You know, the stars are fascinating. You know, they really are.
Mm, I know. Well, I don't know, but I'm sure they are.
I think my charts are in that old brown trunk. By golly.
Well, my goodness, don't go looking them up now. I thought we were going to make up our Christmas list.
Where is that old brown trunk up there?
Wait.
At the head of the attic stairs to the left.
Honestly, it's impossible to ever find out anything he'd really like for Christmas.
Now, never mind, Aunt Effie. I've got an absolutely marvelous idea.
Yes?
For once, I'm going to give him something that is absolutely a complete surprise that he will just love.
What?
A telescope.
A telescope? A telescope?
Yes. Be perfect.
Oh.
Now, quick, let's look through the catalogs and see how much they are.
This Christmas with gifts of Old Spice. Choose Old Spice Smooth Shave, luxury lather in a push-button container, or brisk Old Spice After Shave Lotion, happiest ending a shave ever had. And every man wants an Old Spice gift set. There's that handsome Captain's Box, 5 great grooming aids for just $5. In one bright red ship-decorated box, you get Old Spice After Shave Lotion, tangy cologne, stick deodorant, body talcum, and shampoo for men. Everything for his shave and shower. This Christmas, give Old Spice gifts from $1 to $8.50. Old Spice by Schulten.
Oh, honestly, I can't find any telescopes listed in any of these Christmas
catalogs. Well, dear, I don't think many people give telescopes for Christmas. I mean, are you sure he'd really like one anyhow?
You just heard him. I can't wait to see his face when he opens the box Christmas morning. He will just be bowled over. A really good telescope. Is there anything more wonderful than giving somebody something they've always wanted?
But, dear, he didn't say he'd always wanted a telescope. He just said that once he wanted to be an astronomer.
Well, how can you be an astronomer without a telescope?
Well, he's not planning to be an astronomer now, is he?
Well, he could be an amateur one, couldn't he? Mm. Have it for a hobby? Think of all the things he could teach Bobby and Betsy and us, too. Why are you encouraging me, Aunt Effie?
No, I think he needs a new bathrobe more than he needs a telescope. That faded old thing he goes around in is terrible. His bedroom slippers are just great.
Oh, he loves them that way. And as much as he needs a new bathrobe, sometimes I think you need other things, too. Hyacinth for the soul.
Mm.
He'd never remember the Christmas I gave him a bathrobe, but he'll always remember the year I gave him a telescope to look at the stars.
Yes, well, I'll better keep quiet about it. He's coming down. I'll go out and set the table for breakfast. I'm getting up early to make waffles for Ben.
You know what? I found all my old constellation charts.
Yeah,
I got them. I'll spread them out on the floor so we can look at them. They're pretty big.
Fine, dear.
Yeah. What are you smiling at? Think I'm kind of silly to drag all this out?
Not at all. Oh, it's just that while you're in the attic, I got this wonderful idea what to give you for Christmas.
Oh, did you, honey? Good. Uh-huh. Move your feet, will you, so I can spread this chart out.
Want to see if you can guess what I'm giving you?
No, I don't. I don't want to be surprised, now. Well, you're worse than Betsy. Now, look, just try not to tell me what it is, huh?
Oh, I can't wait till Christmas morning. Oh, you will love it, dear. Well, it's not really an it. I think it's a them, because I think there are several parts to it. But you can carry it.
Oh, yeah, what a surprise. Now, cut it out.
It's so hard to wait for Christmas morning.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.